What exactly did he say in that call, your father-in-law?
Just that he couldn't tell me what was wrong, but that if anything happened to him, Peter was to come here as soon as he returned from Africa. He'd left a message in the study that only Peter would understand, and he said it was ironic that it was Peter who would finish the job. Then he made me promise that if something happened to him before Peter got back, I was to make sure that nothing in the study got disturbed.
What did you think he meant by something happening to him?
That he was going to die.
He was terminally ill, of course.
Lung cancer, yes. I thought his condition must have deteriorated, but then, as things turned out, it wasn't that at all. He believed that someone was going to kill him. He must have.
Enzo heard the same distress in her voice that he had heard on the phone.
Why didn't he just tell me? Oh, God, he was so old-fashioned. Some things you could only confide in another man. A woman had her place, and that was in the home. God forbid you should trust her with anything more than a shopping list.
For the first time she noticed the walking stick in Enzo's hands. He was running his palm over the smoothly carved head of the owl that was the handle.
That was his,
she said.
He must have been carrying it when he was shot. It was found lying beside the body.
And Enzo felt a sudden, strange connection with the man. In a way it was as if he had just met him downstairs in his study. Already he had formed an impression of an ordered and obsessive mind, and now, holding his walking stick, it was almost as if he was making physical contact, reaching back through almost 2 decades to the night his life had been taken, and the curved head of the owl in his hand had been the last thing he touched on this earth. He laid the walking stick carefully on the bed and stood up.
You know, Jane, even if he had told you that night, there was nothing you could have done about it. You were hundreds of miles away in another country.
I might have had some idea of who killed him, Mr. MacLeod. I might have been able to put this behind me and move on. As it is, there's not a day goes by that I don't think about it, or a night when I don't wake up in the small hours and wish to God I was free of it. It's like he put a curse on me that night, and I can never escape it until the whole damned thing is resolved and his killer caught.
She looked at him, distraught, tears brimming in her eyes.
I can't go on like this. I just can't.
Almost without thinking, Enzo extended an arm and drew her toward him. She offered no resistance and pressed her face into his chest as he held her, trying to quell the sobs he felt rising from deep inside her.
If it was a message that only Peter could understand, he said, then we have to understand why, so that we know how to look at what he's left us. We're looking with eyes that aren't Peter's. That has to be the key.
And he remembered his words to Raffin in Paris.
I hate to be anyone's last hope.
But for Jane, he realized, that is exactly what he was.